To look at the history of African and Caribbean people in Britain in the 20th century, we probably need to divide that history into two parts, from 1900 to roughly 1950, and then the period after 1950. As the empire was consolidated, that in turn brought more people to the centre of the empire, either as workers or students or professionals. And so the African Caribbean population gradually expanded as the century wore on. The 20th century is also important because, unlike the 19th century, in the 20th century, just as in the 18th century, we see a significant number of organisations being formed to deal with the problems which faced people of African and Caribbean origin, particularly the problem of colonialism and how to end it. And accompanying colonialism, racism, the colour bar, the idea that in some ways people of African origin, people of colour were inferior or were discriminated against in some way. And it's worth remembering that in Britain, racism was legal until 1965. That is to say, there was no law against racism or racist practices before that period.